Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. Dan Scott from Temptrans. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Scott, Dan, sorry. How you doing this morning?
All right. I'm endeavoring to persevere, man. I'm just trying to get through the day. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm going to come in and...
No kidding. Happy birthday.
Oh, well, that's not till tomorrow, Nick, but I appreciate it, man.
Maybe we won't talk tomorrow.
But... I'll be coming in really early and getting out of here as soon as I can. My wife and I are taking off for the weekend, so...
Nice. Where are you heading?
I don't know yet. I guess somewhere, probably out to Temecula. We'll stop by a casino, have some dinner, and hang out.
Yeah.
Kind of kick around a little bit. I haven't done that in a long time. I talked to Emilio, and he said that he would go for the 250 as long as you didn't have to take the UC filing. Because we're not going to be able to get rid of our factor for 250.
Right. What were the instructions with the UCC filing?
I don't know what you're talking about, Nick. He said that we weren't going to be able to get rid of the factor, and he was thinking that you were going to have to take a UC position or something like that. I'm really not sure what he meant.
Oh, okay. I kind of think I know what he
means. Talks quick and he moves fast, so sometimes he's kind of hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
But I mean, basically, he's looking. If we can't do the 500,000, we won't be able to displace the factor. And I guess they have a lock on us. And for the 500,000, you're going to have to take that lock, whatever that is. Since we can't pay off the factor with 250, we won't be able to unlock them, and you won't be able to take their position. I guess something.
Right. Like I understand. We're not concerned with that. We have. There's different programs that we do explore, and so this the 250 and everything, it was really not planning on paying off or having you pay off the factoring.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see here.
So the bottom line is you're not concerned about replacing our factor, so you're not going to have us do anything with that. So I guess what he's going to look for are the terms that you want for the 250.
Right, right. So let me hold on a second. Okay. I'll have this ready for you in a second. I was actually just. I know we were going to talk right now, and I just trapped in a long phone call.
It's okay, dude. Well, you can call me back in 20 minutes if you want. It's not a problem.
No, if you got a second here, let me just... Okay, so the longest approval, we're just getting... For 250, the longest approval is 1 year. Okay.
So the 250 would be have to repaid within a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have. I can go 18 months at about 75,000. We're just getting these tax liens are just causing some, you know, obviously some issues, and not having to pay off the factoring deal. Just leaving that there. That's kind of, we're playing with the space we have. So we have the 250, and we can go to 12 months, and then let's see. The total payback would be $317,500.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's. I wish it was like that.
Well, you know, that's what $75,000 you're making, man.
Well, there's $67,000 in interest.
Okay.
It seems like a lot, but based on the risk factors. Right, right, right.
Oh, what's the pay? Okay, that's cool. What's the interest rate on that then?
So there's no actual effective rate for this loan. So it's a, I guess how you could translate it is to a rate factor. I guess at 12 months, it would pretty much translate equal to an effective rate of 27%.
So what's the payment amount?
So each month, the commitment is $26,458. And then what we would do is withdraw this on a daily basis in micropayments, Monday through Friday, no holidays.
Wow.
So it would be 21 business days a month. So then the daily payment is $1,260.
$12,000?
$1,260 Monday through Friday.
Okay, $1,250.
$1,260.
Day through Friday. Jesus Christ. That's almost punitive, man.
No, I know. The first time you talk to somebody who does these private unsecured loans, I know it's you want to slap them in the face.
No. I've talked to people before. I've gotten hard money loans and all kinds of stuff. But geez, I've never come up with a payment of $1,250 a day. Anyway, listen. Is there anything else I need to take to him so he'll understand what's going on with this?
Well, I can send you an email with the breakdown again, so there's so it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Also,
yeah, why don't you go ahead and shoot me off an email, and then I'll just go to him and talk to him about it, let him know.
Right. So also, what I'll put in the email just to discuss is at the 6 month point,
yeah,
we can renew this loan for additional capital and stretch out the term. So I know this with this situation, usually we're able to cut the rate factor is what you call it with these loans,
right,
as opposed to an effective rate. Usually you're allowed to cut it every time someone renews, but I just gave you the returning customer rate. I know that sounds insane, but I essentially the original rate factor was a 1.37 based on this program. So, unfortunately, I can't make it any cheaper in
That's
6 months,
right,
which we normally can. But because normally what we do is we give the original pricing, it would have been a 1.37, and then when you come back in 6 months, it would have reduced it to a 1.27. But just based on, you know, the situation here, I wanted to just get our best foot forward and offer that. So at 6 months, you can renew and stretch out the term, so make it a longer term and get additional capital. And
But the
and
rate term will stay the same, so the payment won't go down. If we take additional, it'll go up.
Right. Will be a, I forget on this program, it's if it's 4 or 5% prepayment discount on the total balance of the loan, principal and interest. So there will be a prepayment addendum in the documents if you wanted to move forward and see everything in writing and the breakdown of everything. We could generate those documents, and so you get a, so it roughly translates to about 25% of the interest that's remaining at the loan at 6 months.
Yeah,
so
that's okay. It sounds mighty complicated, Nick.
We just try to alleviate the burden of the high cost, you know?
Well, just between you and me, man, I mean, anytime I found something that's really complicated, there's a reason for the complication. Usually it's to hide things in the loan. Not that you guys are going to do that. But
we're trying to be transparent.
Yeah, it's okay, Nick. It's not my decision to make, but, you know, send me out an email, kind of rough it out for me. I'll take it to him, talk to him about it, and I'll call you back this afternoon and let you know what he says.
That sounds good, Dan. All right, I'll talk to you soon. I'll send this email over in the next few minutes.
Perfect. Thanks, Nick. Have a great morning.
You too, man.